The trend for fertilizer prices and corn disease hit hard this year. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Prices that farmers are paying for fertilizer remain sky high. What are the thoughts for fertilizer prices in 2026? CJ Miller reports.
It's a tough year in 2025. 2026 doesn't look a lot better.
And that's Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer with StoneX. He says we're still seeing global supply issues for phosphate.
China's normally the world's largest exporter of phosphate. They normally export 8 to 10 million ton. I will be thrilled if they hit 4.5 million ton this year. And unfortunately, there's nobody to fill that gap. The global S&D for phosphate is very, very tight, and that's why you're seeing the price as high as it is.
However, he says that farmers could see relief when it comes to urea prices in 2026.
We've seen a lot more exports from China, which is a massive improvement over 2024. Europe is still going to struggle with their production rate. That's not expected to end anytime soon. Middle East has found peace. That's hopeful that we're not going to see war impact that production. So I feel like the nitrogen sector is in a better shape.
Any changes for potash in 2026?
Potash is still in good shape. It's just a little logistical game. It's gone back to being potash, boring old potash.
He says it does help that potash is being mined just north of the U.S. in nearby Canada.
Potash, we are already a massive, massive manufacturer. I'm saying this from a Canadian standpoint. They're the biggest producer and exporter by far. We've already got enough supply there, but that's where the money has been flowing to open up some mines in the U.S. I love it for the farmers around those mines. That is going to help their pricing.
He adds that the problems with the pricing and availability of farm fertilizers stem from the fact that the U.S. is heavily reliant on importing the supply when some of that fertilizer could be produced here domestically.
I think the one thing we can do the most with is nitrogen production. We're a net importer. We have some of the best natural gas supplies in the world. We have some of the lowest prices of gas in the world. We have some of the most politically stable countries in the world. And people say, well, it's a dirty production. We can produce it cleaner than the rest of the world. Our standards are going to be higher than what other people can do. So let's produce this at home. Let's build those plants here and quit being reliant on tons coming from like Russia and the Middle East and things like that.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.